The two-day California Green Schools and Community Colleges Summit and Exposition, held annually by Green Technology in Arcadia, kicks off tomorrow at Pasadena Convention Center. We reached out to Robert Mejia to find out more. Mejia is Interim Executive Director of Economic Resource and Community Development at the San Bernardino Community College District's Economic Development and Corporate Training Division. He started by giving us an overview of the summit.
The summit has been around for about 11 years. Basically, it is the premier showcase for everything green that's happening in California's community colleges and schools across the state. So if you come to the summit, you can see a variety of different educational sessions and seminars, workshops, presentations about what is going on in the schools and colleges as a whole, and then really take a look at some of the highlights of things that are really cool that are happening in particular areas of the state.
San Bernardino Community College District's EDCT is closely tied to this year's event, with several presenters representing the district on day two, November 29th. One such presenter is Hussein Aga, Director of Facilities Planning and Construction at SBCCD, and an expert in LEED, that is, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Along with Martin Howell of ARUP, Aga will speak on building careers in sustainable facilities design and management. Once again, Robert Mejia.
The purpose of that seminar is for our district to be able to showcase what our LEED facilities look like and how we manage them, and more importantly, how they reduce environmental impacts and create better educational and learning environments for students and faculty and the other staff who work in them. So they're going to talk to participants in that workshop, and they'll also talk about, you know, how people who are attending community colleges right now can prepare for some of the careers that are involved in designing those kinds of buildings and operating them, constructing them, you know, what some of the better maybe strategies or pathways are to get into occupations like architecture and in construction and engineering, structural engineering, those kinds of things.
Also presenting Wednesday, Ashley Gaines and Bernie Lynch in a seminar dubbed Make and Grow Rich. Gaines is the foundation director at the EDCT, and Lynch is executive director at Made Right Here, Incorporated.
That particular seminar is going to highlight an initiative that the Economic Development and Corporate Training Division of the district has been working on for, oh, I'd say at least a year and a half, maybe going on 2 years at this point. It's called the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Accelerator. And one of the centerpieces of that initiative is what we call our makerspace. And that's part of a kind of a growing national movement in so-called making, which is kind of, in one sense, at least the way I like to think about it, high-tech shop. Like we used to have back in the day. But now we have shop class with 3D printing and laser cutters and those kinds of things. But it's a really a great way to get people engaged in contextualized learning and making things. And a lot of people say that we don't make anything here anymore in the United States. That's not necessarily true. I think I would say some things that we used to make probably aren't made here anymore, but there are many things that we do still make. And the making movement is kind of a way to get people maybe re-engaged in the whole notion of building things, developing things, producing things. In this case, again, in kind of a high-tech manner.
Another seminar, this one called CHIRP, is focused on communities already enlisting green technology in their future plans. It is also described by Robert Mejia.
CHIRP stands for Claremont Home Energy Retrofit Program. There's a sub-initiative under that. It's headed up by a good friend of mine named Devin Hartman, who is I'd call him a sustainable architect, a home designer. He has a sub-initiative called Claremont Locally Grown Power, and basically there, what their goal is to develop a manufacturing facility in Claremont for solar panels. And they want to take those solar panels and install them around the community. And so that people in Claremont can basically grow their own power locally. And they also want to train as many as 200 solar panel installers to do that work, drawn from Claremont and the immediate vicinity.
Mejia closed our conversation with this.
Making using small batch manufacturing methods and making locally rather than having to ship things around the country, around the world even, is a form of sustainability in terms of producing things. So there's definitely a sustainability aspect to that. And I would just encourage anybody who is interested in learning more about manufacturing or product development or design or what have you, and is also conscious about their environmental impacts as a result of their efforts, should really look into making the whole movement, because it's not the wave of the future, it's the wave of today, and it's only going to continue to grow. I do want to thank our consultant, Bernie Lynch, with the Made Right Here initiative, who will also be co-presenting that day with Ashley Gaines.
The 2017 California Green Schools and Community Colleges Summit and Exposition takes place tomorrow and Wednesday at the Pasadena Convention Center. Information on the summit is available online at green-technology.org. That's green-technology.org. Robert Mejia is Interim Executive Director of Economic Resource and Community Development at the San Bernardino Community College District's Economic Development and Corporate Training Division. That's the EDCT. Again, to find out more about the summit, green-technology.org.